what the future will bring, and I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world today. And we do this every Monday, both afternoon and evening programs. Why do we do that? Well, very simply because we're facing an economic crisis unparalleled in human history. Well, unparalleled probably in the last 200 or 300 years. Similar things have happened repeatedly in the past, where, of course, governments have spent more money than was coming in, and eventually that's led to an inflation that has destroyed the nation. In fact, there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to undermine its currency, and that is what is intentionally being done in America at the present time. When President Obama came to office, we had approximately a national debt of approximately $5 trillion. No, we had another $5 trillion that was certainly in the Social Security debt, Medicare debt, the money that's stolen from the trust funds, but the overall debt was approximately $5 trillion. It's going to be $10 trillion. He has doubled this, and by the time certainly he's, the end of his term is there, he will have doubled the national debt from $5 to $10 trillion, or overall debt from $10 to $15 trillion. And this, of course, is designed to destroy this nation. It's being done intentionally and purposely. 43 cents of every dollar the American government spends today is borrowed. You can't do this. You can't spend your way into prosperity. You can't, of course, borrow your way into prosperity. You've got, of course, to let the system collapse. You've got to let it do away with the debt. You've got to certainly get rid of the debt, and you start to build again. The jobs have been intensely set overseas. They're not coming back again. President Obama claims, of course, that when he took office, why, there were 8 million jobs gone. No, there were 7 million jobs. Another million have left since he's been in office as part of the globalist scheme to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. And President Obama knows exactly what's going on, and so do the people who put him in office, the people of great wealth who put him in office, and they're intentionally going to destroy this nation. Why? Because America is the only nation in the world that could stop what's going on and stop this treasonous activity that's taking place, and not only preserve this country, but the economies of the remainder of the world. And if we don't do that, why, we're all going into a one-world dictatorship. We're a military dictatorship. That's one reason they're bringing the troops home from Iraq to be used against the American people. Bob Chapman, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
I want you to tell our listeners. I want you to tell our listeners what you think of what's going on over in Europe. One day they tell us the situation is solved. The next day it's not solved. The next day it's solved. The next day it's not solved. One day the stock market goes up because it's solved. The next day it goes down because it's not solved. What in heaven's name is going on? Are they trying to confuse us?
Well, I think you got it. I think they're trying to confuse us. And that's their way. And, of course, they've been working on us psychologically since the 1930s. And they're going to continue to do that. Well, I hear the music.
You hear the music? We'll be back in just a moment here at Voice of Liberty. Bob, you go right ahead.
You're right about them doing what they're doing in the confusion section, we'll call it.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
New amendment or new whatever they call it, treaty, whatever it is. And so the problem is that those two items are already included in the Master Treaty of 1992 and also as well in the Lisbon Treaty, which is about a year and a half or two old. And on top of it, what they want to do is have this group, the 17 plus 8, they want to have them oversee all the fiscal matters and budgetary matters in each state. And that would take away the sovereignty of these nations. And I keep on seeing articles. And, you know, you can always, at least I can, tell when something is being done jointly. And I'll read 20 different articles on a subject by 20 different people. And I'll see the same adjective will take away some of their sovereignty. And my question is, there can't be some. You either lose sovereignty or you don't. But they all say the same thing. And I wonder to myself, do they all copy each other? Or are they all being told what to say?
I think they're all being told exactly what to say, and people are being programmed to think exactly the same way. And you'll see these words, oh, we need austerity now. We're going to have more in the way of austerity. And you'll see this word crop up increasingly. Watch your newspaper, ladies and gentlemen. Watch for the use of the word austerity. Now, what does austerity mean? It means, of course, cutting back on government programs, because that is what they're going to do now, is they begin to suddenly contract government spending and begin to impoverish our poor, who are already poor. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to cut back on government spending, But what I'm saying is before they would always say, we need this, we need to help the people. Now, and so, because we're going to have to provide the food stamps and the welfare program, and so we're going to have to provide homeschoolers for people and help for the disabled and housing for the poor. And now they're talking about austerity. They use the term over and over. Why? Because they're going to contract certainly the government spending, and they're going to, with this is going to come the impoverishment of the terribly poor, and even people who should be helped, but not by the federal government. They should be helped locally by charity, by the churches. They certainly should be helped as the last option by local government. But, of course, that, of course, is not going to happen because all of the responsibility has been transferred to the federal government, and the federal government is going to let these people die. They are actually going to let them die in America. Already people are living in their cars. They've lost their homes. They've lost their families. They've lost their jobs. They've lost sometimes suddenly their everything that is worthwhile, and people beginning to say, obviously, our system doesn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, our system works fine. The only trouble is they've destroyed our system, our not system of limited government under God, with, of course, responsibility for taking care of the poor and needy at the local level, has been destroyed, and all power has been given to the central state, and now they can eliminate and arrest anybody in the country they want to. Go right ahead, Bob.
And when they start that, will depend upon you out there, the listeners. Because I don't think that anything will take place.
Bob, you're beginning to break up. Are you losing power there, or is it just a poor connection?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it will depend upon this next election.
All right.
And it's up to you people who are listening to get Ron Paul elected along with other people who think in a similar manner. And if you don't do that, immediately after the election, they're going to start collecting people. And they're going to start forcing alternative radio off the spectrum, and they'll find some law to do it or pass one. You just saw the Military Appropriations Act in the Senate, 93-7. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You talk about traitors.
And that, of course, is the legislation that allows the military to arrest and so they can find American citizens who are suspected of being a terrorist without trial, without right of habeas corpus, ending suddenly the very fabric of the foundation of America's system of jurisprudence, all in the name of fighting terrorism. All 50 members of Al-Qaeda that were fighting, we have a 500,000 people over in Afghanistan, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and probably there aren't even that many, but in the name of the terrible threat of terrorism, why we're going to have to take away the basic rights of the American people. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that sums up where they're going eventually. I'm trying to put some semblance of timing to it.
Bob, we've got a terrible connection. Would you mind hanging up and calling us back again?
Sure.
All right, I'm just going to disconnect, Bob, and we're going to have him call back in again because basically I want you to hear what Bob has to say. Well, Bob said he talks to people all over the country. He's been at this as long as I have. He has a lot of contacts we don't have, and I think it's vitally important that you hear what he has to say, which is the reason I'm asking him to call back, because, of course, we'll have a better connection. Occasionally this does happen. He's using a satellite telephone, and ordinarily it has excellent clarity. So we'll have Chapman back with us here in just a moment, and hopefully we'll have a better connection. Bob, go right ahead.
I was just beamed in again.
Okay, and you're doing this so much better. Go right ahead.
So anyway, I think the timing is, unless they have to expedite it, because during the summer months and going into the fall, that Ron Paul is the representative of the Republican Party, and Mr. Obama looks like he's going to lose in a landslide, they'll start picking people up. But otherwise, they will wait until after the next election. And then it will begin. And they will try to take programs like this off the air. And then they'll find excuses to pick people up who do these kind of things. And it'll be not only that, there'll also be the movement by government to do other things. And that will be probably to go into the Internet and start picking people up who have been vocal about different issues that the government and those who own government don't care for. So I think that's what's going to happen. And so you'd better elect Ron Paul, because this is the last chance. And there's no guarantee that he can stop what's going on, but he will try. We know that.
Well, I think he's doing a magnificent job. If you've watched the debates, I don't know if you have, but basically, because he's the one person who makes sense, and everybody, how are we going to get more jobs? And he says, basically, we have to make the diagnosis of why we have the problem. We have the problem because we have the Federal Reserve System that has been creating money out of nothing and creating bubbles, and of course then the bubble explodes, and then we have to have more money printed and another bubble, whether it be housing bubble or whether the stock market bubble or certainly the stimulus bubbles that we see, and each one gives less and less response. But it makes the point, you have to liquidate the debt. This is a typical a situation described in Austrian economics. People should read Austrian economics and understand we have this massive debt, and you're not going to get out of debt by spending more money. And how in the world can intelligent people believe that's going to happen? Well, we're not dealing with intelligent people. We're dealing with the malicious people who want to destroy our nation and know there's been no better way to destroy a nation than by destroying its currency. It's happened repeatedly down throughout history, and they are doing it here intentionally and maliciously because there are subversive people who control both political parties in our banking system and our military and our corporations and certainly our media and our great educational system and our great tax-exempt foundations. And they have a different view of the world. They want it under their control, under the control of a one-world leader. They want to bring in the wonderful utopia that Plato describes. And as Bob said this afternoon, he doesn't agree with Plato. He is a follower of Aristotle. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, thank you. The approach to life is profoundly different. But the people we're dealing with are sociopathic psychopaths. Not all of them, but most of them. And the people who do their bidding, who work along the way to do their torturing and all the horrible things that they have done, those people are well aware of what they're doing, and they don't care.
We don't call it torture. We call it enhanced interrogation. And where is the outcry from the American ministers against enhanced interrogation? Why, the same place it was when they take us into another unnecessary war. Go ahead, Bob.
I think what we're seeing is the enemy who's been hiding all the time coming out into the open.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And the most people are going to lose everything they have. If you have major city arrangements, for what lies ahead, why, you're going to be one of those people who will be wiped out financially. There's a wonderful article that was posted last week by Jimmy Rogers, a multi-billionaire living over in Singapore. You can find it by just going to your search engine and putting in Jim Rogers, the destruction class of investors, destruction class of investors. And he simply is saying that the class of investors in America is going to be totally wiped out. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the middle class. And what's going to wipe them out? The hyperinflation that's coming. It's not imaginary. It's real. If you haven't read John Williams' article, it's on his website, shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, go there, and it's a free article. It's called Hyperinflation 2011. It's 65 pages long. I've read it through three times, and I'm amazed at what he has to say. And he sounds like he he listens to Bob Chapman. Now, here's one of the leading economists in our country, an independent economist who certainly everybody I know, certainly who writes an adequate newsletter, uses John Williams' statistics about what's really going on. And John Williams says we're going to have hyperinflation. It will be here at least by 2014. It may come sooner. We don't know when it's coming. And when he's talking about hyperinflation, he's talking probably 50% inflation. Well, 50% inflation for 2 years is 100% inflation. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think John's right. And I used to do those figures myself, but I stopped doing them because we're doing the same thing, and he's better at it than I am. And so, yes, I use John's figures, and they've been uncannily accurate. And he understands the fundamentals of what's going on and where we're headed, and he's one of the few who do. But then again, he's independent, and it's hard for some economist who is working for J.P. Morgan Chase or New York Life or any transnational corporation to step up and say exactly the things that John is saying, because he'd be fired. I mean, they wouldn't tolerate it. They'll say you're crazy, like they've been saying to you and I for years, especially when I made my last big call in June of 2000. I said, this is it. It's upward from here on out, and this is where we're heading, and this is what's going to happen. And I caught the top of the stock market in April of that year, and caught the stock of the top of the stock market several years later at 14,200. I predicted the housing bubble and when to get out long before Shiller did. And so we've had a pretty good track record. And John is right in his assessment. He knows, like I do, that's the only direction they can go in. They don't have any other outlet. And they'll have to inflate until they get hyperinflation. And then they'll have their war during that period of collapse and blame it all on that, the war, whatever that may be. And people are finding that out because they're listening. And they're saying, gee, that makes a lot of sense. And then when you have people coming out and saying, well, look, this was what happened, and this is why we were in the Second World War. I was telling people about that in 1955 because I had been exposed to the inside information on the breaking of the Japanese diplomatic codes. And that was 4 years before, actually 3.5, before the invasion. And like Stan, we were both alive during that period as younger people. And we know exactly what happened. And I don't think, at least it, for my part, I never figured it out until I went into counterintelligence. And then I got exposed to things that I had no idea that had ever happened and where these people were headed and what they were up to. And I've known my entire adult life now what they were up to, and I, like Stan, have been trying to pass the message on, and that message is very simple.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Bob, for saying that some people are leaving the country and so some people are staying behind, and he's getting conflicting messages. And Bob is just saying it's an individual decision. Go ahead, Bob. Why don't you elaborate on that? The thing is that, yes, there are some people who are leaving America because they see the chaos and crisis that's coming. Other people, such as myself, are staying here because we believe that there is a battle. Bob, of course, has had to leave the country for his own safety. They really do kill people who are certainly here and creating problems. And so Bob has chosen to protect himself and his family. But each of us has to make that decision. Bob, how would you answer Bill?
Well, again, it's individual choice, and I mean, there's many, many people who don't have the choice. They have to stay and work and take care of their families and hope for the best. And there are many people who are elderly who don't want to leave their families. There are many people who are elderly who can and do leave, in particular. It's very difficult for young people to leave because most countries you go to, they won't allow you to go there and work because you'll take a job away from somebody who's a native of that country. And so the amount of people who can really leave is very, very small. I mean, right now there's probably about 8 or 10 million people who are Americans who live outside the country, and it's never going to get very large, but it's an option that some of them will take.
Those of us who can't afford to leave, which I'm part of a group like that, would have to be kind of confused by what we should do then if we've been outspoken on the Internet, which I've certainly been, and we don't know whether or not there's even any point in, you could be driven to basically just becoming a whole lot heedless and spending what little money you have for what little pleasure you can get for it, because basically you're around the corner from being grabbed off the street and murdered.
But you don't know when that's going to happen. You don't know they're going to be murdered. And what you should do is do everything you can to educate people and not live in fear. Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord, Bill? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ?
I've never heard back from the man.
What?
I have never heard from him.
I see. Well, then I'll tell you one of the things that keeps me going. I have a personal relationship with our Lord. I put my faith in him, and I figure that whatever would be let me finish, please. Whatever would be my lot would be my Lord's will for me. I suggest that you get the book of John, and you read the book of John, and that you stop being afraid. People live in fear. They become ineffective. I think that what you need to do is spend just a little time reading the book of John, maybe a little less time on the Internet. Okay? Anything else you'd like to say?
The book of John.
The book of John. The Gospel of John.
In the Bible.
In the Bible, right.
Okay. But the thing is like I said, how do you hear from God?
Well, why don't you try going to his word? That's a good place to start, okay?
I've tried that for 30 years and never heard anything.
Well, why don't you try again and maybe go there with an open heart and an open mind saying, please, Lord, please show me. Show me the answer to the problems that face us today. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But a lot of people are so frightened to death, they're totally ineffective. And I think that what we need, of course, is a personal relationship with our Lord to sustain us. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I agree with you completely. I think each person has their own path to take, and all of them are difficult. And in the end, you don't know how right you are until you get there. And so you just do the best you can. We're fighting an insidious enemy, which is, for a lot of intents and purposes, really invisible. We see them and then we don't. These are the people who work behind the scenes who are enormously wealthy, who buy politicians and buy this and buy that and control this and control that. And then insult us by saying, we're the masters of the universe. How can you think for one second that you can compete with us mentally? But they're wrong. There's lots of bright people in the world, as bright as they are and brighter. And so the answer is, you're mistaken. And in the end, you're going to lose.
Amen to that. And basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I would say to Bill, if he's still listening to the program, please go to my website, radioliberty.com, and scroll down to the section on videos. Scroll down to the first video, which is Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch that through and let me get done. If you'd like a free copy of my book, you call me and I'll be glad to send it to you, or you can document what I talk about there. And maybe, of course, if you understood the true nature of the battle we're up against, why, of course, you would hear from God, and this would transform your life, and you would not live in the obvious fear that you're living in. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Simply go to your website and or your search engine and type in Radio Liberty, Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch the DVD. Watch the video. And then, of course, as I say to Bill, if you want a free copy of the book after watching the DVD, we'll be glad to send you one. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Before we go on, Bob, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and begin to read and understand what is going on today, because those who are not informed, listen, they are going to lose everything materially they have. As Jim Rogers said in the interview last week, a whole class of investors in America are going to be destroyed. How can people get in touch with you and get more information, Bob?
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. And we publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. Everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. For those of you who want to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or if you'd like a copy of the report, or if you'd like a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, you can email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-V, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, if you'd like to call in, you have a question for Bob, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But basically, of course, the economic crisis in Europe has not been solved. What they really want to do, of course, is to force all of the nations there to give up their national sovereignty. They have created this whole problem over there intentionally and maliciously because they want, of course, the countries to give up their sovereignty with the idea that, well, of course, things are going to be terrible in your countries. You're going to have a contraction and your economies are going to collapse. There's going to be demonstrations. The people are going to be unhappy at the austerity and lowered living standards. Give up your sovereignty and we'll rescue you. And of course, the solution is basically, of course, what these state countries should do is simply default on their debt. The banks never should have lent them the money. They acted irresponsibly. And it's because the people who control the countries over there all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's not simply by accident that the newly appointed premier, yes, the newly appointed premier of Greece just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, Papademos, and of course the newly appointed premier of Italy just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. There are only 100 of them, but they're in all the key positions over there. For it is exactly as Barry Goldwater said on page 280 of his book, With No Apologies, the purpose of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is to take control of the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control of the American government. They control the American government. They control the governments of Europe. And basically, of course, everything is under control today. The whole idea being to centralize power in the hands of a few, to destroy national sovereignty and to control every nation in the world. Because if there's even one nation they do not control, people will flock there. And industrious people will go there, and they'll be they will not have socialism. They'll have a free enterprise system, and that country will prosper. The elitists cannot allow that. Goal is to control all of the world, and they're well on their way to that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and certainly our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, certainly, the president says that the problem here in America is what we need to do is raise the taxes on the wealthy so that, of course, we can afford to have more stimulus programs and help the poor. What would you say to that?
Well, I think helping the poor is up to the family and other people who want to do it privately. That's what I do. I don't depend upon government. I find people who really need help. Particularly young people and people with children, and to make sure that they're able to go to school and be clothed and be able to eat properly so that they can have a normal life. And that's what I do, and it fits for me.
And I think that that is absolutely true as well. I think that what we have to do, of course, is get people to understand that the federal government cannot make jobs. I mean, look what they've done with General Motors, and they've just about wrecked the company. They have a czar there, and he wanted to make the Volt. And they say, well, the Volt's selling very well. Yeah, that's because the government bought 50,000 of them. They've only sold 6,000 of these cars. They lose $10,000 on every car they sell. Now they find they explode and break into flame. Now, of course, they're offering to buy back all those 6,000 all the 6,000 volts that they've sold to the public. Anybody wants to sell one, they'll buy it back from you. What corporation can do that? No corporation can do that. Mr. Obama says, you know, it was a good thing that the government took over the automotive industry to create more jobs. Yes, we've created jobs. We put $85 million into General Motors, and they created all sorts of jobs. But they were in China, and they were in Malaysia, and very few jobs here in America other than building the Volt, and the federal government had to buy 50,000 of them and subsidize every one of them with a $10,000 of Sydney. Donation is certainly that, and the same thing with the 6,000 they sold to the public. They bought Chrysler, and then they gave it away to a trilateralist who runs the Fiat Motor Company over in Italy, and created new jobs in Italy and in Mexico. But they're not telling the American people that it's all a lie. The government can't create jobs. Well, the only private industry can create jobs. And by raising the taxes, you're going, of course, to destroy private industry. I believe we should, as only raise the taxes, we should raise the corporate tax on every American corporation that has gone overseas and taken those 8 million jobs with them and reduce their taxes in America to give them incentive to stay here. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'm all in favor of raising corporate taxes on the corporations that go overseas, because the way it is now under Obama, if you go move overseas, you don't have to pay any taxes. If you stay here, we'll punish you by punishing you with a 35% tax rate, and then we wonder why corporations move overseas. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, 8 years ago, these corporations convinced Congress, which they obviously own, to allow this money at that time, $350 billion, to come back to the United States, and they would pay 5.25% taxation. And that happened, and they were supposed to create jobs. Well, little if any jobs are created. They took the money and bought their own stock, running the prices of their stock up so they could cash out on the options that they had. Now they're back again, and they're keeping it hush again like they did last time. And what they're pointing at is they're trying to, this time, get, I think it's 8.5%, when they should be paying 35%. And so this falls in line exactly with what Stan is saying. How many jobs did that cost America in the last dozen years? 12 million. 12 million jobs that went to China and other places. No nation can withstand that. Very few people talk about it. The solution is very simple. Tariffs and goods and services, something that we had and we did from the year 1800, and it helped make America a great country. And the tariffs were fair. They were level. And they're no longer there. And the transnational corporations have not only paid no taxes, but they're making more profits because their crops are falling, because they're producing in countries that have essentially slave labor. And so the story goes on and on. How do you do it? How do you stop it? I just told you it's as simple as that. But you have to have a Congress that listens to their constituents and are compliant to their wishes. and then the jobs will come back because there'll be no reason for them to stay offshore. And so most of the jobs and corporations have come back. And you know, they always talk about the unemployed.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
50,000 corporations.
Go right ahead, Bob.
And so there's been a tremendous gutting.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Accordingly, let me suggest, we have a talk called The Financial Tsunami. I gave it 5 or 6 years ago, but the information is valid. We have another one called the Financial Armageddon, and we have a four-tape set on The Financial Armageddon, a four-CD set. We have the book, The Coming Conflict, written in 1899, subtitled, When the Banks Rule the World, written by Mr. Walter, an attorney, in 1899. It's happening today. We have certainly my little pamphlet on the history of money. We recommend it. It's inexpensive, but it will tell you what you need to know. And to really understand what's going on today, let me suggest a little booklet, Fiat Money Inflation in France. Fiat money inflation in France, and it will give you the background of what happened after the French Revolution. And you say, why do we care about what happened after the French Revolution? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the same thing is happening now. They started printing money just based upon the land that they'd confiscated from the Catholic Church as security, and they printed lots of money, and they had great prosperity after the French Revolution. And then when the prosperity began to wear off, they started printing more money to get the economy moving again. And, of course, it really stimulated the economy. And then, of course, this economy began to slow, so they printed more money. And it had less of a stimulus, and they have did it again and again. It's like quantitative easing one and quantitative easing two. And now we're in quantitative easing three. Maybe they're not telling you, but they're actually pouring money out. We will actually increase the national debt $5 trillion by the end of next year. $5 trillion, that is doubling the actual national debt, which was $5 trillion to $10 trillion. The other $5 trillion is, of course, the money that's owed to the Social Security Fund. But, of course, at this rate, of course, very, very soon, we will have a totally bankrupt country, not only morally but financially bankrupt. You need to get the items I mentioned. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. It's radioliberty.com. You can go there and listen to us 24 hours a day on the computer. Or on if you have an iPhone or an iPad or if you have a BlackBerry. Just go to our website and access Soundwave 2000. You'll know what I'm talking about when you get there. And listen to our programs and encourage others to listen to our programs. And then if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We have almost 70 outlets across America now, thanks to the good people who are actually helping to finance what we're doing. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family in this epic join this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest a couple of the better items we have. Certainly, we have a great new 4-CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews. It's my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance, actually three levels above top secret. And you'll learn a lot about, of course, about the Holocaust. You'll learn about how American corporations financed Adolf Hitler all during the Second World War. And the fact that these people were well rewarded at the end of the Second World War. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley. And pray for Congressman Ron Paul, because he's risking his life to do what he's doing, to be out there suddenly on the campaign trail trying to educate the American people. And he's doing a great job, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from our hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're going to be my views for this next hour. And for this next hour, they're going to be views of Matt Thiemann, who writes the Tribulation Watch newsletter. And he's put together a book called The Darkest Secrets of the Coming New World Order Exposed, The Last Storm. Hi, Matt. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you're trying to accomplish?
Yes, yeah, so I'm just an average Joe living here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, just the work a day job, you know, and all those things. But about 16 years ago, I went through some dark times in life, and instead of jumping off a bridge, I decided to turn my life to Jesus. And after that, it seemed like immediately God started putting a desire in my heart to understand the prophecies of the Bible. And so I started, for the last 16 years, I've been studying the prophecies, and God has just revealed things to me that they're actually just unbelievable. But I didn't want to keep it to myself, so three years ago, I started Tribulation Watch newsletter. Most people sense, in the world sense, something is coming. Even in those that don't claim Christianity sense there's trouble ahead, and there is a storm coming. I just recently wrote a book called The Last Storm, and we're talking about this trouble that's just ahead. And so that's basically what the newsletter is all about. It started 3 years ago when Barack Obama took office. I had a strong urgency to start this newsletter, and I put it out there to open people's eyes to what these people, you call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Bible calls them the transgressors, but there's evil men in the world that are bringing us into this new age, this new world order. God has shown some of us what is coming, and we have a responsibility to warn others. And Daniel, he said, in Daniel chapter 1, he said that there will be a time of trouble coming that the world has never seen. And that time, everything looks like it's here. But like the Great Depression, you know, people lost their life savings, their jobs, and everything. Well, this is something unlike the world has ever faced. We're facing people losing their souls. If you go along with this system that is coming, you're going to lose your soul. And so, as Christians, as a watchman, I have a responsibility to, you know, we see the sword coming, and we have to sound the trumpet. So that's what we're doing in the newsletter.
Well, of course, one of the things you will bring out is the idea that, of course, once you're saved, you're always saved. You can never lose your salvation. Then, of course, what do you do with the people who are saved and then continue sinning? Basically, you point out that many, of course, of our ministries tell us, you know, that God is only love. God is not a God of any sort of vengeance. We should not fear God at all. And you point out you feel this is false teaching.
Yes,
and I agree with you. There's a great deal. In fact, I agree with almost everything that you say. And there are a few things we'll talk a little bit about because I think they're important. But overall, it's an excellent analysis of what's really going on in the world today. Probably one of the best, just insightful ones we've read. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, Matt. Well, certainly, why don't you go ahead with some of the things that you see coming down the line?
Okay. Are we on air now?
No, go right ahead, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, as far as, you know, Jesus, 2,000 years ago, he sat down with his disciples, and they asked him, give us the signs of thy coming and the end of the world. This world does have an end. And so Jesus, he laid it out. He told me we're going to be earthquakes and all these different things. We can find that in Matthew 24. So there'd be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, iniquity abounding, and all those things. And if you read chapter verse 1 in Matthew 24 through 8, he gives you the sign. But then in verse 9, Jesus says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And so that is the great tribulation. That's where we're heading into, Dr. Stan. You're going to be hated by all nations. Right now, persecution is happening, you know, it's happening all over the world, but it's never happened in every nation in the world. And so verse 9 is all the signs that Jesus talked about. You know, some may argue, well, those signs have always been around. There's always been earthquakes. There's always been pestilences and famines and all those things. But everything is increasing. For instance, earthquakes. There was an average of 45 earthquakes every decade in the 20th century. But from 2000 to 2010, there was 465 earthquakes. So it's increasing. And same thing with Jesus even talked about the sea and the waves will be roaring. That's tsunamis. And so the signs that Jesus said are now taking place. But what I see studying the scriptures, the next thing on the list is that where they deliver you up to kill you. And we know that, you know as well as anybody, that these evil forces, they are planning that right now. They're setting the traps through different organizations, the FEMA camps and TSA and all. We hear about all those things, but the enemy is preparing to destroy God's people. He wants to put out the light. Satan wants to be worshipped as God. And so, and that's what it's all about.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Matt Tiemann. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest, Chris and Matt Tiemann. We're talking about his book, The Last Storm, and he really believes that the end times are coming, and so do I. He believes, of course, that the Christians are being neutralized with this idea that we're not going to be here when things really get bad. And I have a lot of good friends who really believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. I certainly do not know, and I think that this is a very harmful gospel because, of course, it has neutralized so many Christians. Well, I mean, we're not going to be here. We're not going to suffer. God would never allow us to suffer, and I would say, why not? I mean, if God is just, he's going to have to bring terrible judgment on this country, on the people of this country, on the Christians of this country who have allowed the terrible things that they have allowed here as far as abortion, homosexuality. America's foreign policy now is based upon whether or not a country, of course, discriminates against against homosexuals. Why we're, of course, going to cut off their foreign aid. If the country discriminates against Christians, we're going to finance them, as we're doing, of course, with Iraq, giving them phenomenal amounts of money over there, and yet, of course, they have an organized program of discriminating against the Christians. We've installed Sharia law there, and they've driven almost all the Christians out of Iraq, and they've driven all of the Christians out of Afghanistan. There's only one Jew and no Christians left in Afghanistan, thanks to American foreign policy. And do you think God is going to look kindly upon this country? I think you're absolutely right, Matt. We're in for some terrible times. In fact, as you point out, probably a quarter of the world's population is going to be destroyed in the coming period of time. We're told this in Revelation 6:8. And I do believe, of course, that several billion people are going to be exterminated during the early stages of this. And after that, things will really get bad. The average American doesn't like to think about this happening, and yet, of course, bad things happen to good people when good people are not involved. Go ahead, Matt. Pick up the story.
You're exactly right, Dr. Stan. This time of trouble that Jesus talked about in the church, getting back to the pre-tribulation doctrine, I personally believe that is just as bad as the as once saved, always saved right now, because the enemy has got the church in a relaxed state, giving them false security through this doctrine. And the same thing happened 2,000 years ago. The Thessalonians were a persecuted church, but there were those amongst them that were teaching the same doctrine that the return of Christ was imminent. But Paul wrote the second letter, and I'll read it to you. It's 2 Thessalonians 2:3. He said, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." So what Paul just told them, the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, is that the Antichrist is going to come first. This doctrine of Jesus is coming soon and he's going to take us out of this is wrong. The Antichrist is going to come first, is what he's telling them. And also in that, he talks about there'll be a falling away. The church, and what he's talking about, the church is falling away, and we're seeing that right now. That's happened. The church is falling away from God. The evil forces have infiltrated the churches, and they're in the pulpits, and they're leading the congregations into this system, what we're going to talk about a little bit, this beast system that is rising to power right now.
Well, I think that's no better exemplified than the presidential candidacy of Herman Cain, who is a Southern Baptist minister, and certainly also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. It comes from the Federal Reserve Board, or has been there, but Herman Cain has certainly justified a torture. He said it was not really torture, it was called enhanced interrogation, and we had to do this sort of thing. And there was only one of all the candidates there, the Republican candidates for the President of the United States, who spoke out against torture, which is what it is. And he said, you know, certainly every nation in the world looks upon waterboarding as torture. And of course, it goes far beyond that. If you ever read Major General Taguba's report, which we actually have through Radio Liberty, if you can't get it on the internet, you can get it from us. Major General Taguba told about what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, a total, horrible, painful torture. And most of the people there didn't know anything. They tortured them simply to torture them. And basically the same thing happened at Guantanamo. Certainly most of the people there were innocent, and we tortured them. And what about their screams? What about the screams of these helpless people who were so incensed, of course, because the communists tortured our people? And yet, of course, we're going right along with that. But where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Or are they all like Herman Cain, Southern Baptist ministers, righteous men? Or are they? Herman Cain, now we find out, was not only an adulterer, he was a serial adulterer, and carrying on affair after affair after affair as a Southern Baptist minister. Of course, and he was married at the time. And then, of course, he had justified certainly a torture by calling it enhanced interrogation. But when was the last time anyone in this audience has heard one of our Christian or political leaders speak out against torture, other than Ron Paul, who said that every nation in the world recognizes this as torture? What right do we have to torture people? Why should we lose our moral foundation? But every other, certainly, a Republican presidential candidate was on the other side. What a sad commentary for the nation I love. What are your thoughts on that, Matt?
Yes, sir. Our leaders, there's hypocrisy through and through. Talking about torture, this system this beast system that is rising, that's what it's all going to be about, destroying the enemy, destroying Christians. They're not worried about treating people. That's just politics and stuff. But it's the devil. You know, it's his people are hypocrites, but we're heading into a time of great sorrow, great torture for Christians. So so it's not a surprise that there are our politicians are in favor of that. But
well, I thought you made an excellent point. You know, you pointed out there were about 8.5 million people killed during the First World War. Actually, that was 8.5 million military. My figure I've always used is 21 million killed, total 8.5 million military, but it doesn't really matter. Certainly there, whether it was 8 or 20 million, certainly there was almost 60 million during the Second World War. But the coming World War, and ladies and gentlemen, it is coming. World War III is coming. Why do you think we're toppling the governments over there in Egypt and in Tunisia and Libya and Syria? We've already overthrown the government in Turkey and turned that over to the radical Muslims in Lebanon. Why do you think we're doing that? Why we're creating the best enemy money could buy, just as we did with the Nazis prior to the Second World War when we built the weapons for them, we funded them, we gave them the money so they could have the weapons so we could have a war. And we're going to do the same thing with the Muslims, only this war, of course, is going to be a nuclear war. And if you think that we're going to escape the devastation in this country that has occurred in other countries in past wars, I think you're sadly mistaken. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're talking with Matt about his book, The Last Storm. And he thinks that this last great world tragedy is unfolding today. And I don't think it. I know it is. I know we're doing everything we can to build up the economy of communist China and the military capacity of both communist China and communist Russia in preparation for a great war, that we're doing everything we can to build up the military capacity and to unite the Muslim world against the Christian world, and everything's being done here within the Christians of this country to program us to hate the Muslims, to fear the Muslims, just as everything is being done within the Muslim world to get them to hate us. You can't have a war unless you have everybody hating everybody else. And if you listen to talk radio, if you listen to read the internet, you hear the programs that are being put on for Christians all across America, they're aimed at getting us to fear the Muslims. And if we don't work against the Muslims, they're going to take over America, and they're going to kill us, and they're going to kill our children, and we're going to have to kill them first. Well, I don't believe that at all. I believe we've got a real problem. Go right ahead, Matt.
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, I agree with you totally. In chapter 7 of my book, I call it the ram and the war and the goat war. And actually, Daniel prophesied a war in the end time. This is an end time prophecy that talks about a great nation that comes from the west and fights against those of the Muslim world or the Persians, and And when this war is over between this goat, the ram and the goat, the Antichrist rises to power. That's right there in your Bible. It's in Daniel chapter 8. And God has laid all this out, so we don't have to, this doesn't have to take us by surprise. It's right there in God's word, what is coming.
Well, because our ministers are not warning us, and you point out that we have a lot of certainty of false teachers working within the Christian church. Would you like to sort of develop that idea? Certainly, really, some of them may not understand what they're doing, but others understand it very well. Pick up the story there, Matt.
Yes, and there's a movement as far as false churches, the purpose-driven movement.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Matt.
Yes, this...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of course, we say, oh, well, we went in there to protect the civilians. We slaughtered the civilians over there. You can't drop bombs in these areas without slaughtering them. Suppose that we went into a no-fly zone. So if we're there in a no-fly zone, why would we be bombing? Ladies and gentlemen, where was the outcry from the American people? Where was the outcry from Congress about what was going on when we financed NATO as they bombed certainly Libya and destroyed lots of parts of that country and killed tens of thousands of civilians? And, of course, there's been no outcry at all. And, of course, now, of course, this part of this being completely taken over. We're going to install the Muslim Brotherhood there, exactly as we're installing the Muslim Brotherhood in Tunisia and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria when we take that over. And we've already installed the Muslim Brotherhood in Turkey and in Lebanon. And the average American has no idea what's going on. They're much more worried about what's going to happen with the Super Bowl. Go right ahead, Matt.
Yes, sir. And, Dr. Stan, the Bible teaches that no one will be able to make war against this beast. It'll be so powerful, and we're watching that right now. These countries are just going to be falling. The next one on the in the crosshairs now is Syria and Iran. They're going to fall, too. And if they don't, these leaders are not submitting to the beast, they're going to be destroyed. And this is, it's on a national level now, but it's eventually going to come to a personal level. This beast is going to take over the entire world, and all will have to, bow the knee to it, you're not going to be able to buy, sell, or do anything. This is what we're facing, in the near future. If you don't take the mark, the Bible calls the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to do anything. You're not going to be able to use the roads. You're not going to be able to go to the hospital. You're not going to be able to get to your bank account. And this is the what we're facing as Christians, and we have a responsibility to warn people. But if you do take it, you're going to lose your soul. So we're kind of in a fix, like Egypt, like the Israel was with the Pharaoh coming. You know, we're between the Red Sea here, and the enemy's moving in, Dr. Stan. So, but God's going to make a way, and there is victory, the victory over this beast system that is coming. But we're in a fix right now, and I've got an urgency in my heart to warn as many people as we can, and I know you do too, but this beast system is moving right now, and it'll be on an individual level soon. But as far as prophecy, this beast is going to have, the Bible teaches it's going to have 10 horns. Now, it looks like to me that those horns are regions. Back in the early 60s, the secret society of the Illuminati called the Club of Rome, they hammered out a plan for 10 regions. And now we're watching these regions with the unions. Like the European Union, the Asian Union, and the North American Union. And so this whole beast system is now coming, the horns are growing now, and we're watching it come together. And many people today are angry that we have leaders want to open the borders to Mexico. Why in the world would anybody want to, with all the violence down in Mexico, why in the world would our leaders want to open the borders?
Why would we want to arm the drug cartels down there by telling our local gun stores to sell when these guns were obviously going to be given to the drug cartel in Mexico? Why, it's very, very simple. We want to arm the drug cartel in Mexico. We want the drug wars. When you understand this is the agenda, it makes sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why would we build up the military potential of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis before, and then not only before, but during the Second World War? Hundred American corporations were over there building the weapons, the tanks, the planes, and certainly the trucks that were to be used to kill Americans. Why would we do that? So we could have a war. And the same way we're doing this, and actually, also the financing and helping build up the new Muslim world. We're going to have a terrible war. We're doing the same thing with the Chinese. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Okay, Matt, what are some of the other major points that you make in your book?
Well, we talk about, the book has 11 chapters on it. And we go, the first chapter is about the end time signs. And then the second chapter is, what is behind this beast system? And so it's communism. Karl Marx, his desire, he was asked to what was his number one goal in life, and he said, dethrone God and capitalism. So in the chapter 2 of my book, I call it the evil tree, and how communism has been spreading throughout the years, and in the early 60s, how the communists started infiltrating our government and all our institutions and all that, and we try to explain that. But one of their agents, one of the things, and they're still using it right now, and this may surprise many people, but it's music. They brought in a group called the Beatles, and our young people followed the Beatles, this group, into degradation, into sex, into drugs, and all that works as fertilizer for this evil. Communism is evil. It's an evil tree. And this what this beast is.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Matt, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8095. And Matt believes, of course, that communism is what's behind this whole thing. Because I used to think that. I came, of course, eventually to realize this is a satanic conspiracy. And they have financed communism since its inception. And of course, we would disagree on who is really behind this whole thing, and we can talk a little bit about that. I mean, other than that, I think it's one of the best books I've ever written. But because Matt really believes that we have there is a long time conspiracy, and he goes back to something called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And certainly he has an excellent presentation of the protocols, and it's something everybody should read and understand, that the plan for everything taking place today began with the protocols written probably 100, 110, 115 years ago. Would you agree with that, Matt?
Yes, sir. Dr. Stan, I dedicate one of my chapters, I believe it's chapter 4 or chapter 3, and I call it the Devil's Blueprint. You can't have a world government or any kind of government without having a well-thought-out blueprint. And that's what happened over 100 years ago, actually, in the late 1800s, 1890s in Russia. Conspirators laid out a blueprint, and they even gave the time the time frame of 100 years to bring this in to fruition. So we're watching that. But one of the protocols, if I could read it to you real quick, it's about worldwide revolution. It says we at last definitely come into our kingdom. By the aid of a coup d'etat, a revolution prepared everywhere for one and the same day after the worthlessness of all existing forms of government has been definitely acknowledged, and not a little time shall pass that comes about perhaps a whole century. We shall make it our task to see that against us such things as plots shall no longer exist. With this purpose, we shall slay without mercy all who take up arms in hand to oppose our coming into our kingdom. So you see, they knew what they were. They had this all figured out over a century ago, what they were doing. And so they're going to. This thing is going to be so powerful, and we're watching this. Nobody's going to be able to make war against this beast.
And I think it's important to know that today the Occupy of Wall Street movement closed down 3 ports in the West Coast. 3 ports of the West Coast were closed down today because, of course, the Occupy people were demonstrating out in front, and there was fear there would be violence. And, of course, who is funding the this Occupy movement, why it's being funded by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly they put up George Soros and Acorn, but believe me, George Soros is simply, he is the front man for this satanic conspiracy. George Soros was Jewish. When, of course, he was a youth, he was in I believe, Austria or one of the Nazi-occupied countries, where he actually worked with the Nazis to kill Jews. George Soros, in his biography, admits that he worked with the Nazis to kill Jews. He himself was Jewish. And what you must understand, and this is the only place I really disagree with Matt, he thinks this is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy, and because of the protocols, and because Henry Ford says, man, this is exactly what's happening, you know, and Henry Ford circulated the protocols here in America. I believe that this is not a Jewish conspiracy, because Henry Ford, of course, verified that it was and circulated this thing throughout the country. Why did Henry Ford do that? Well, Henry Ford, of course, was financed Adolf Hitler. He built the tanks and the trucks that were used for the Hitler to kill our boys with. He financed Russia. But Henry Ford was deeply involved in Satanism. If you go to his library back in Dearborn, Michigan, you'll find the books by certainly Madame Blavatsky. You'll find he was involved in spiritualism. He was involved with all of this whole world occult movement, and I personally believe, and it is my firm belief, that these are the people who wrote the protocols to shift the blame from themselves to the Jewish people. And they have most Jews are Zionists, but they have nothing to do with this conspiracy. There's only a handful of people, very key Jewish people, who are involved. But then there are lots of people who claim to be Catholics and a lot of people who claim to be Protestants. It is a satanic conspiracy that has some Jews in it. It's not a Jewish conspiracy that has some Protestants or Catholics. That's the only place I disagree with you. And Henry Ford is the key, because Henry Ford was a Satanist, and that's why he circulated the protocols in America, at least in my estimation, because he wanted to shift the blame for himself and his good friend Thomas Edison and all the others involved with theosophy and Satanism to the Jews. How would you respond to that thought, Matt?
Yeah, it's Dr. Stan, it's hard to tell about that, but Jesus did say that there would be, in the last days, he called it the synagogue of Satan, and they call themselves Jews, but they're not.
And that's exactly it. They call themselves Jews, but they are not. And there is a movement in the world today that calls itself Jewish, and yet, of course, we control America's foreign policy, or they control America's foreign policy. What are they doing? They're financing Israel's enemies. Why would they be doing that? We give $3 billion a year to Israel. We give $12 billion to their enemies. Who are we really financing over there? We're lining Israel up to be destroyed. These people hate Israel, and they are not Jews at all. You're absolutely right. They say they're Jews, but they're not. And to say this is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy, I think, of course, there's no evidence at all. Why would Henry Ford, who is a Satanist, have been pushing this idea this was a Jewish Zionist conspiracy? Can you tell me that?
I can't really tell you, Dr. Stan, on that. Whatever the case.
But that is the key to this whole issue. The only place that you've written a wonderful book, but to attribute this to the Jews, most Jews are Zionists. I'm a Zionist. I believe in Israel. I believe that they need a homeland. I believe God wants them to. I don't believe that the people in charge are good people. But why would you attribute this to Jews? Most Jews have no idea what this is all about. Jews are good people, and they just simply want to be left alone to live their lives like anybody else.
Well, Dr. Stan, in the chapter 5 of my book, I talk about, I call it the Rockefeller coup d'etat, and how the Rockefellers, how they took control of our government. But one of their agents, you know, well as anybody, is Henry Kissinger, and he is a he is what you call a Zionist Jew or a
absolutely. He's a very evil man. Would you condemn all Jews because one Jew, Henry Kissinger, is an evil man? But that's what you're really doing, isn't it?
No, sir.
Well, then why would you say it is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy rather than saying it is a conspiracy that has the same Jews in it?
I'm saying, Dr. Stan, I'm saying there is, like Jesus said, there is a synagogue of Satan. And
they say they're Jews, and they're not.
Right.
They say they're Jews, but the average Jew says he's a Jew, and he is a Jew. So why would you condemn all Jews? Because
I'm not.
Well, you are. This is exactly the message that comes through. You say it's a Jewish Zionist conspiracy, and you emphasize over and over again it is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy. And because most Jews are Zionists, is everyone who's a Zionist part of this? Is everyone who is a Zionist part of it?
No, sir, I would not say that.
But that's what you say in your book. Basically, there is a group of people who call themselves labor Zionists, who are the conspiracy. Do you know what the Sabbateans are?
The Sabbateans
or the Frankish Jews. You really need to look into the Sabbateans and Frankish Jews to understand what this is really about and how they differ from the average Jew. They say they're Jews, but they're really not. They hate Jews, and they hate Israel. But go ahead. We've got Joe calling. You believe this is a Jewish Zionist conspiracy?
Is this Joe?
No. I'm just asking if you think it's a Jewish Zionist conspiracy.
Well, there's evil forces, Dr. Stan, from the Vatican, and that are all going to be part of this beast system.
Absolutely,
but,
the Vatican is involved.
I'm not blaming it all on the Jews at all.
Well, but your book comes through, and that's the message that you have. That this is the thing that bothers me. I mean, otherwise, I would carry your book. I think it's one of the finest books I've ever read.
Well, it's I just have to lay it out like it is. You know, there's others that believe the way I do. Tex Mars, he believes that, and he's done quite a bit of research on it.
I know he does, and I think Tex Mars is 100% wrong. I believe he's doing more harm than good by discrediting Jews, and it's going to bring terrible suffering to the Jewish people. Let's go to Joe calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do have a question, and I do have a comment. Before I even get to the question, Matt is your name, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. The first thing I just want to mention, Dr. Stan, before I get to my question to Matt, is that one caller that called in on the earlier program said he reads the Bible, but yet he's still waiting to hear from God. Isn't that ironic? Here he is reading the Bible, which is God's word, which is what God is talking to him, and yet when he reads the Bible, he says he hasn't heard from God. Well, when you read the Bible, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing from God.
I know. Well, that was an unfortunate exchange. But basically, here's a man without hope. That was on
it's
the first
sad,
program.
Very sad when I heard him say that. Okay. Here's the thing. There's another fellow that calls in from time to time. His name is Heinrich. Well, my last name is Heinrich, too.
Okay.
I wonder whether we're relatives of some sort. But I'll get on to my question to Matt. Matt, this is what I want to run by you, and I want to get your take on this, because I believe we are at that time where Jesus' appearance and the end of this world is extremely close, and I'm going to have to relate it to Scripture, of which you're quite knowledgeable of, and there was one other time in history where there was almost a complete one-world government, and it was almost completed with Nimrod. However, God stepped in and interfered that whole concept of a one-world system. Now, we are at that time where, in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, the same thing seems to be happening, where Daniel is interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And at the end of that second chapter, it says here, whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And then it says, so to me that sounds like iron is symbolic of Satan's reign, And the seed of men is mankind. So this one world government that they're trying to form and control is going to be upset, because right then, right in the next verse, 44, and it says, in the days of the king of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
Okay, let's get to Matt's response.
Yeah, okay.
How would you respond to Joe's remarks?
Yes, Joe, the bottom line is this beast system,
yeah.
It says the Antichrist is going to reign for 42 months. So it is going to come to pass, and it is going to happen, but it's going to be short-lived, and then Jesus is going to come back and destroy the Antichrist, and his kingdom will have no end. So, but they are going to be successful in setting this the system up, and we are.
But it's going to be short-lived.
It's going to be short-lived, but we're
right.
But the bottom line, like I said at the beginning of the show, people's souls are at stake, because if you take that mark, you're not going to be able to function in this new society or this new world order that's coming. If you take that without that mark, but if you don't take that mark, or if you don't take it, you're not going to be able to function. But if you do take it, you're going to lose your soul. And so that's where we're at. But it's 42 months, and that in 42 months may doesn't sound like a lot of time, but when that's at stake.
Well,
like
we're in for some difficult times, Joe. We really are, and I appreciate so much your calling, and I agree with you. We are heading into very, very difficult times. Thanks
well,
so much.
Well, I think just before they think they got it all together, that's where God's going to step in and destroy it. He's not going to let any particular entity on earth to control his world, and that's it.
Okay, God bless.
All right.
We're in for difficult times, but I agree that eventually God is going to intervene. Okay, Matt, we've got a few more minutes. What is the message you'd like to leave with our people?
Well, the bottom line is this whole thing is headed, all eyes are on Jerusalem right now, Dr. Stan. And the devil, he's all these revolutions over there, they're surrounding Jerusalem. That God put his name in there. In 1 Kings 9:3, he said he put his name there, and his eyes will be there perpetually on that spot. That Temple Mount is where what the devil wants, and his man, and he's going to set his man up there.
And I believe, because this is a spiritual battle,
yes,
I believe,
sir,
that there are satanic forces in the world today. I believe, because they are trying to...
Yeah.
Lead us away from an understanding of who's really behind us. They've set up all sorts of traps we have not recognized. This is a satanic conspiracy, and they want us to blame this one. They want us to blame that one. They want us to believe someone else. They never want, of course, people to understand the correlation between all of these satanic movements and organizations. Of course, so many of them out there, and they've created all of them to lead us away from the truth. I know people who believe this is a Jewish, probably a Jesuit conspiracy. It's all the Jesuits. People want to believe it's all the Vatican. People want us to believe, certainly, it's all the Masons. People want us to believe it's all the Rosicrucians. People want us to believe it's all the Theosophists. It's all of them, but they all have a common root in within this satanic movement. This is the tragedy that is being done today. Everything is to mislead us from an understanding we're involved in a satanic conspiracy. We're involved in a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and nobody is telling the people the truth. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, you're right, Dr. Stan, but one of the thing I need to I'd like to stress is that we're going to have to pick our sides pretty soon, and we're going to have to choose. And I end the book with people have suffered all through down through the ages, you know, being imprisoned and martyred and all those things. But whatever the cost, it's going to be worth it to resist the system that's coming.
Hold that thought. All right, go right ahead, Matt.
But in Revelation 15.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Which, of course, covers many of the things, same things. Matt has done an excellent job overall in his book. I just disagree with him about the fact this is a Zionist conspiracy, because it really isn't. It is a satanic conspiracy. And basically, of course, some people are trying to get us to think it's a Jesuit conspiracy to throw us off the track, or a Vatican conspiracy, and they are involved. There's no question they're involved. But everything is done to confuse us. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which I think will help you to see things in a clear light and to focus your attention on what this is really all about. And you can get Brotherhood of Darkness by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, radioliberty.com, to the section on videos, and scroll down to the first video, which is Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, you can watch me talk for two hours and hopefully get the same information. The book will give you all the documentation, but the message is there at our website. There's also some other DVDs and videos up there, and the material you need to understand what's going on. We have, Sydney, a wonderful talk on the best enemies money could buy, an interview I did with Professor Sutton. I did an excellent DVD on the World Revolution, which gets into David Rockefeller and why his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro all the time. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro? And why would Fidel Castro, the one of the leaders of world communism, go down, come up to visit David Rockefeller? Because it's all a fraud. Communism has been financed since its inception by these wicked, wicked people. And they're financing it today. Where do you think, of course, the money came from to drill the oil and gas wells in modern-day Russia, so that today they are the major producer of oil and the major producer of natural gas in the entire world? Why it came from the United States. We made Russia the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world. Where is the money coming from to build up the military potential for China today? Why from the United States? And basically, if you have, want to understand how this all works, we suggest, Chris, if you want to get the background of how we build up the military of Adolf Hitler, you need, of course, to get the a CD set we have on the war against the Jews. The 4-CD set we have on the war against the Jews, and because John Loftus had a security clearance, 3 levels above top secret when he worked for the Justice Department, trying to track down the Nazi collaborators who killed 2 million Jews in Belarus. 2 million Jews they killed. And where were they? Why, of course, they were living in the city, New Jersey, under the auspices and protection of another segment of the Justice Department. John Loftus worked for 1 segment of the Justice Department, and another segment of the Justice Department were actually protecting and concealing the identity of the Jews he was tracking, of the collaborators he was tracking down. Nothing as it seems to be. We have 3 books on this subject. One is called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. That's Wall Street, the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. That's John Loftus. And then, of course, Trading with the Enemy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, get the information. Understand that we create the best enemies money could buy. We're doing this in preparation for the coming war with the Muslim world. So pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, protection. Pray for Ron Paul and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 12 December, Monday, 2011. We made it. We made it to 12 December. It's looking good. Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening out there, but the way we feel inside and the way we live our lives is we live one day at a time, and we do the absolute best, most honorable thing that we can do. After the break, I'm going to share something that I read last night that was a great help to me. And if it's a great help to me, then hopefully it will be a great help to some of you out there. I also viewed a documentary. A couple of documentaries, one of which I'm not able to disclose yet, but it was amazing. I mean, you will be hearing about it for sure. And the second one was one that I'd had sitting around the house for a while, and I needed to spend some time with this. It's about your health. It's about making that decision and actually changing, not just talking about it, but actually changing. The reason this is so powerful, I'll tell you a little bit later, but I mean, it is one that will give you so much hope is all I can say. And hope is what we need now. Because the stuff that we're reading in the news today and watching this incredible amount of posturing that's going on television called, caucus or the candidates debate or whatever.